cell phone to maintain your P1 status even when you're not by the channel. Sign up for ticket text messaging now at theticket.com. A P1 public service from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sturm and Drong are going to be at Dallas Cann Academy Friday in Dallas, Lakefield Boulevard at Northwest Highway. They will have SMU football tickets to give away. It is 6:37 here on The Ticket. Hits brought to you by Dish Direct. Once again, here's Cobra.
Oh, here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
She's fat, bloated, and she farts 50 times a day. Nate Newton, the former Cowboy great, is the subject of an article written in the Dallas Observer, which comes out tomorrow. We got an advanced copy of the Observer, though. We're kind of special.
We always do. We get one every Wednesday.
Yeah.
It comes out on Wednesday, actually.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Found just about anybody.
Chipotle or anywhere.
We'll get you a burrito and read the Observer. There's a great article on Nate from Richie Witt.
Well, I'm so glad that Richie Witt's back in here writing. He is perfect for the Observer.
This is the first print. First interview with a print outlet since being released from prison.
He was on K104 once, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need to get him up here.
Nate says, I didn't find God in prison. All I found was hatred and the devil and dudes scheming up better ways to break the law. He said, in there, you're either going to heaven or hell. There's no in between. I'm going to heaven now, but at the time I was going to hell full speed. That's just the way I like to do things, all the way. If I was a killer, I'd take them all out, everybody, not just one or two.
What?
He's full throttle, is what he's saying.
He'd go big.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sound like he was plotting to kill somebody or something.
No. He's just saying that's if he was a killer, then that's the way he'd be.
Oh. Wasn't a high moment.
Wasn't it?
Uh-uh.
He said, in the NFL, I lived on 2.5 hours sleep.
Then what is?
A high moment?
What is?
No, it wasn't a high moment, seriously.
He said, but it caught up to me. But that's the way I rolled. Butt naked booty bumping. I don't know what that means.
He says he lived on 2 hours sleep.
Two and a half hours of sleep a night when he was playing in the NFL.
You know, Mike told me one time, told me and George about Nate.
Yeah.
Said his favorite thing to do when they were at the White House was to watch Nate do it.
Gross.
He said it was the funniest sight ever.
That is so foreign to me, watching my buddies
boink.
Boink.
Very common to the black man, though.
Mike said it was...
No, I don't want to watch you, Norm.
Mike said it's the funniest thing he'd ever seen.
Well, I imagine.
He said that he would find girls for Nate.
You think that's common in the black community?
No, I know it is.
Common.
Common.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that's common in any community. I think certain sects of society, sure, but that's not common.
The brother is very free and easy about that type of thing.
I don't believe you. I believe he may be more free and easy than the white man, but I don't think it's common.
The brother is very free and easy.
I think
about
if you ran in 10 black guys, 7 of them,
9
wouldn't have said that they've done
I'll
it.
I'll bet if we ran in 10 black guys, 7 of them would say they've done it, if they're telling the truth.
10 random black guys.
Yeah.
Well, there's the telephone.
There's yeah, but we're going to get a bunch of, yeah, man, I'm black.
We'll cut them off.
Talking about his scheme as far as pot, he says it was simple. All I was doing was investing. $10,000. I would drive from Dallas to wherever there was demand for the supply, deliver the pot in cardboard boxes, and get handed $30,000. And he could do it as much as he wanted.
That's real good till you get caught.
He says it didn't.
Yeah, that's a great idea till then.
He says it didn't seem like easy money. It was easy money.
Mm-hmm. It always is.
I wasn't broke. It just seemed too easy or too good to pass up. What I want to know is how do you find, because, you know, it's not like he was selling, he was growing a plant in his closet and selling that, you know, to his buddies. How do you get mixed up in the big time stuff?
Because he had the money. He had cash money to where that, like you said, for him to get 10 grand, it was very, very easy.
And I don't know if this was about money, though.
No, he said he didn't need the money. He said it was just too easy to pass up.
I'm sure those guys are frequently propositioned with all kinds of stuff.
That's what I mean.
With that, and I can't really imagine having it in the
But it doesn't have anything to do with money.
Not to him, it doesn't. But for the people that are, that nobody will front them stuff to, then for them, they've got all the connections. And so all they need is a money guy. And Nate, what he was looking for was that adrenaline rush that his football career was over. So he's got the money. Then he gets hooked up with somebody else saying, hey, I can, you know, you can make this kind of money. Yeah, it was nice to triple your money. But for him, it was that adrenaline of doing this and driving it and that rush.
So the story's common. He got busted twice. The first time they found 213 pounds in his van. He gets busted, you know, goes out on bail. He stopped like the next week. They found 175 pounds of pot. Then he said he was ready to go again. He wanted to do it again, but the judge denied him bail. And he sat in the Segaville Detention Center for 8 months awaiting trial. He plea bargained down to one count of conspiracy to distribute and was sentenced to 32 months in prison. He said in the Segaville, when he was just...
Is that federal?
In a holding tank, basically. Segaville?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yep.
He says that he was a star who signed autographs and a kingpin inmate who traded cigarettes for Twinkies.
Last time I saw Nate, he'd been eating quite a few Twinkies.
Yeah, he hadn't lost much weight.
Hey, we saw him. Me and Ryan saw him. He dropped into one of our remotes when he had been out less than a week.
I remember that, but I don't think he really knew what was going on. He didn't know you guys were in there.
No. He out of all the singular wirelesses, he picked the one we were at.
Yeah, probably trying to get his phone thing back together, phone situation.
Bet he was.
Okay, so he got transferred from Segaville to Texarkana in October of 02. He slept on a metal bunk and shared slop with inmates like former Texas Attorney General Dan Morales. What did he do wrong? I don't even remember. How could the Attorney General end up in a place like that?
It was some kind of...
Why didn't he go to white collar?
Something it,
yeah,
was,
but,
it was embezzlement or something.
Some kind of violation of the Mann Act.
No, he didn't kidnap anybody. What?
The Mann Act. That's your default act, by the way. So he's in there with Dan Morales and Adrian Peterson's dad. He said that he declined visits from...
Charles Whitman, too.
Dan Morales is in jail for fraud.
Charles Whitman was killed before he ever got out of the tower in 1966.
He declined...
I believe Lee Harvey Oswald is there.
No, he died just a couple days after he shot the president.
Allegedly.
Three people showed up to visit him. Deion Sanders, his father, Nate Sr., and Barry Switzer. And he declined visits from all three.
My God.
He said he couldn't take it. He says, when I'd see them walking away and I had to stay behind the white line and watch the door slam, that's when you know straight up you're a convict. I couldn't stand to see them leave, so I just told them to stop showing up.
So he never talked to them?
Guess not. Maybe at some point he did, but I guess there was a time where he just said, I can't do it anymore. Says Nate served his final 6 months in Louisiana, sleeping on a concrete slab in a cell with 40 prisoners and one toilet.
You know, it'd be bad enough when Big Nate got finished with it.
40 convicts and one toilet.
That sucks.
Dude, and I know it was only 6 months, but...
That's a long time.
Holy moly. Oh, jeez.
Right, for $5 million?
That wasn't Angola, was it?
For $5 million, what?
Would you volunteer to do that?
He says no. No.
There's not enough money to get me to go to prison.
No. No, no, no.
All right, what about for $5 million, every time you've got to do that dirtiest of business for a year, you got to do it there?
Are you under protection?
No.
No.
What's the difference between that and actually being in prison if you're not protected? I think I would struggle just to perform that act.
That's the only time you have to be there, though.
For 5 minutes?
Yes.
But you can get shanked while you're sitting on the commode.
They run you in there, and they open up the cell. You go in there, and for that time that it takes you to do your business, anything can happen to you.
No.
No.
You're stupid.
Norm.
Oh.
Let me tell you what. If I'm you, Corby, I stay on this side of the law.
Me?
Yeah.
What about everybody? What?
Well, because as pretty as you are,
no.
I guarantee you would be such a hit in prison.
You'd be somebody's prom date.
Boy, they'd have you dressed up in pigtails and makeup on you. I guarantee you.
Pigtails. My hair is a quarter inch long.
We're going to get that done at Ticket Stop next year.
I can guarantee you. You better stay out of prison. Because I guarantee you, you would not make it. You'd be raped before the second night.
Whoa. Goodness.
Okay, I plan on staying out. I mean, is that a threat? I don't want to go.